Loveline, coast to coast.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
Well, that'll teach you. Oh. That'll learn you, Adam.
Yeah, Drew's talking about one of the guys from Stained. I think all the guys in Stained smoke a fair amount of weed. Do they not?
It seemed like it, yeah.
Yeah, and one of them brought out, one of them just opened a baggie of weed last night. Not in front of us. Off to the side.
Yeah.
And below.
You start acting like one of those sniffing dogs. Those dogs.
Like
you start
a dog,
chasing your tail.
Like
running
a dog
around
at the airport.
Yeah.
He opened this bag of weed. It had probably 7 or 8 buds in it. And he started flapping it around, but not in front of us, not in view, right?
Oh, no, you just started freaking out. I know what's the matter with you.
I was like...
What's that? What's going on here? Oh, my God.
What's going on? What's happening? There's a harvest going on here.
I didn't tell you. I thought somebody had farted or something, that you were going to sort of announce that you had let one go.
Drew didn't know the smell of weed, God bless him. I said, what the hell is going on with the weed in this room? And the guy pulled out a big bag. And I said, holy Christ, let me smell that. This was during a... During a commercial.
Was it?
Well, it was during the show and then into a commercial. I smelt this bag of weed. This was some kind of hydroponic super weed. And I said, my God, I put my face in this thing. I got stoned just sniffing the buds. And then he dropped a big bud off in front of me and before he left. So I took it home. And I stared at it for about 10 seconds. And I thought, maybe I'll try a little of this out before I go to bed. Big mistake. I was spinning all night. I was like hallucinating. I couldn't sleep. I was freaking out.
What'd you see?
Kept thinking mosquitoes were landing on me when my feet were hanging out of the comforter.
Did you get panicky?
No, I didn't spaz too hard. I just kept thinking, I got to go to sleep, and I couldn't go to sleep. And I'm a lightweight now.
Yeah.
I got to tell you. I was thinking, man, you've entered the realm of the lightweight. Mm-hmm. This hydroponic weed has passed you. It has passed your weight. You used to be a medium weight. Now you're lightweight. Flyweight. 110 pounder. I smoked this weed. I couldn't believe it. I was freaking out. Thinking way too much. And I thought, no. No, booze. That's my drug.
That's your answer. One.
Yeah. Yeah, this weed. I mean, it's all right. But I'll tell you, it's too potent now. Kyle?
Hey.
You 13?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I got a 17-year-old girlfriend who lives in South Carolina, and I'm up in Chicago.
How'd you meet her?
Well, I go to my dad's house in the summer.
Camp.
And because my parents are divorced, and he lives down there.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going out with this real jerk. He was like, he just treated her wrong. He was cheating on her all the time. And
does she know you're 13?
Yeah. I usually go out with older girls. And
yeah, but there's something severely wrong with her. There's no 17. Have you ever met a 17-year-old girl who would go out with a 13-year-old dude?
I've never met a 17-year-old girl that would go out with a 19-year-old.
Right.
Well, seriously, but, like, I know it's strange, but if you were in my shoes, you'd probably understand it.
Yeah. All right.
Well, yeah, but...
Well, what's the question? What's the problem?
Well, I'm just wondering, because, I mean, last time I saw her, it was, like, last summer. And, you know, we talk on the phone, we write letters back and forth and stuff. And, I'm just worried if she's going to... Because she said she's been friends with this guy that she broke up with before.
Mm.
She said that she's been his friend now and everything. They're cool. And I'm just wondering if there's any way I could tell because she hasn't been calling me as much lately.
No. She's got to get a boyfriend. It's been almost 9 months.
17-year-old woman, I will say, because you're 13.
Yeah.
I mean, she's in what grade?
I think she's a junior.
Yeah, don't be... You got to be realistic about this.
And you're what, in the 7th or 8th grade?
Yeah.
All right, that's... You're way over your head.
I know, but...
All right, listen, Kyle, believe me. She is going to turn your world upside down.
Oh, sure.
She's a million miles away. She's 4 years older than you are.
Yeah.
This is not going to work.
Yeah.
I know you want it to work. I know it feels real important, but Drew... What are the chances of this thing working out?
None.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not unless she's severely impaired in some way. And
no, she's not. She's
yeah.
That's
well,
the point.
You have two choices. Either there's something horribly effed up about her, or it's not going to work.
Right.
Which is it going to be?
It's probably not going to work.
Yeah. Okay, and she hasn't called you in a little while.
Yeah.
And she's way too far away.
Yeah, even if you were the same age at that distance, you would expect this to sort of fall apart.
Just find somebody your own age in your own region.
Well, I've always tried to find girls that are my age, but they just don't.
All right, well, just use at least within the greater Chicago area, Kyle, all right?
Yeah. Find a nice 15-year-old who lives somewhere in Chicago.
Same time zone, at least, huh?
Right.
13, I couldn't deal with three blocks away. How can you deal with 1,000 miles away?
Listen, at 13, you can't hang with a different school.
No.
The other school could be three blocks down the street. It wouldn't work.
Might as well be on Jupiter.
Right. All right. Let's talk to Angie, who's 17. Angie?
Hello.
Hey.
I got a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah?
Every time I get my period, I have, like, a lot of blood clots.
That's okay.
Is that normal?
Yeah, it can be. Do you take iron?
No.
Make sure you take some iron supplements just to make sure you don't lose too much blood.
What do you mean blood clots?
Just blood clots.
How many tampons? Do you use tampons?
Yeah.
How many do you go through in a day on a heavy day?
I don't know. I don't keep track.
True. Yes, you do.
Four, no, eight, 20?
I don't know. I change it every couple hours.
So, like, probably six or seven a day.
Yeah.
That's fine. And you don't soak through them?
No.
Okay.
But Drew, what do you mean a blood? What is a blood clot?
That's the uterine lining coming out.
Meaning they're not only a flow of blood, but
clots are forming.
Little icebergs of blood.
No, not so little.
Big?
Yeah.
How big are these clots of blood?
I don't know. I don't.
All right. See you, Angie.
Okay.
Thanks, Miss Incredible Detail. How many tampons? I don't know. How big are the? I don't know.
But the I don't know is. Why are you asking me?
Here's the deal, everybody. Remember, it's your vagina. And things are coming out of your vagina, and you're calling this show about the things that are coming out of your vagina. So when I ask you what is coming out of your vagina, only you would know. And you should know. James?
Yo, what's up?
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Okay, I've been going out with this girl for 3 months. And she's been saying she's with me the entire time, but just like yesterday, I have her friends, and like, and actually she's going to confess after I asked her to say that she's been going out with my cousin, and that's been for 7 months, and I don't know what to do. I'm kind of stuck in the middle of this bad situation.
What happened there, Drew?
I know.
Is this white guy who sounds black guy? Or is this black guy who sounds black guy?
No, I'm white. I don't try to sound black, but...
Right, but you got a little of that vibe going. So you have a girlfriend who's doing what?
Okay, well, she said she's with me, like, alone, like, the entire time for 3 months, but, like, all of a sudden I find out she's been with my cousin.
Your cousin?
Yeah.
Having sex with your cousin?
Yeah.
How did you find this out?
Well, kind of like her friend sent it to me, then I, like, brought it up with her, and she said, yeah.
And exactly what happened when you brought this up? What'd she say?
What? When I was?
When you brought this up, exactly what did she say?
She's like, she kind of, like, didn't want to admit it at the beginning, but, like, she kind of, later on, kind of, like, oh, yeah, but it's not really that big of a deal.
Did you ask more questions about it?
Not really. I didn't want to make it, you know, too much pressure on her.
Okay. Well, she's not your girlfriend anymore, right?
Not really.
Well, how come you weren't with her for 3 months?
What do you mean?
You said you have a girlfriend. She said she was alone for 3 months, but she was with your cousin.
No. She said that she was with me only, you know, like only.
For 7 months.
No, she's been with me for 3 months, and she was saying, like, she was only mine, you know, like, all mine.
For those 3 months?
Yeah.
And how long has she been seeing your cousin?
7. And I just found that out, like, yesterday.
So longer than she's been seeing you.
Yeah.
So she saw your cousin for 4 months and then started seeing you.
That's right.
So really, your cousin should be pissed off.
Yeah, but that's what I don't want to get, like, him mad, and I don't know what to do, so...
Well...
You don't want to get him mad.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I know it's going to get mad anyway, but I don't know what to do, you know?
Well, it's not your fault.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
You didn't know. All right, well, this girl shouldn't be with you or your cousin or anybody. She's trouble.
Should I just, like, say I want to end it right now and, like, not to tell him or what? Should I tell him or what? I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Tell him
Here's what you do. Disassociate yourself from this girl and do not tell your cousin and hope it all goes away.
Yeah.
This guy was funny, James, because he had a weird cadence and a weird texture to his voice. And the human ear could not understand.
Couldn't detect it.
Couldn't detect it.
Yeah.
He was one of these guys who would exhale. I had a girlfriend for 7 months, cousin was with her 4 months before me, so she came along.
It's not fast enough.
Now, she hasn't told me of that, but I told her, and she said 7 months.
There you go.
And you're like, what? Your cousin?
That, and I was so confused. When I get confused like that, I don't believe the call.
Yeah.
Because it's like, why are you calling? What's going on here? You don't even seem to know what's going on. Then I immediately go, well, they're making it up. That's sort of my... But he might have been on.
All right. Well, listen, if she's seen his cousin...
Yeah, get away.
She's trouble. Yeah. Get away. And yeah. And here's the next thing, everybody. You don't have to have any big blowout with anybody. It's like a job that you never quit. You don't show up and yell at your boss. You just don't show up.
Yeah.
You don't come in. And then your boss... Here's what happens. Drew, let's say there's a job, and it's some crappy job, and your boss is mistreating you, and you want to quit. Do you have to drive into work and quit?
I think it's the best idea.
Okay, but
closure and,
if you didn't show up...
You accomplished the same thing.
If your boss was really screwing you, and you found out he was doing something pretty bad, don't show up. He may call once or twice. Don't answer the phone, and it's done.
If he was an egregious, awful person, he deserves that kind of thing. But generally, you want to be respectful and close.
She deserves this one.
Yeah.
Kyle?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yeah.
Kyle, the
girl?
Yeah. I had this question.
Girl Kyle or boy Kyle?
Boy.
Boy Kyle. All right, boy Kyle.
What's up?
Yeah. I'm going on this school field trip for my science club. And the girl that I'm going out with, she's coming too. And some of my friends have been, like, pressuring me, kind of, and, like, kind of bugging me about this, that I, we're sharing the same bunkhouse, and she's on the bottom bunk and I'm in the top bunk, that just, like, sometime or another, that I should just go for it and try to make out with her. And I just wanted to know if that'd be a good idea or not.
And Kyle's a virgin, by the way.
No kidding.
We talked to many 14-year-old guys who aren't virgins. Kyle is a virgin. I can tell by his voice.
Pre-pubertal virgin.
Do you have any hair down there, Kyle?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
How many?
It's not like I count or anything, but...
More than 10?
Yeah.
Okay, put them on the phone.
All right, Kyle. I think...
Wait a minute. What kind of field trip is this with your science class where you're staying in the same bunkhouse?
We're going to a ranch out west.
Holy Christ.
Down in West Texas.
In a town called El Paso?
No, it's...
You fell in love with a Mexican girl?
No, it's pretty far out from El Paso. It's out by Marfa.
I see. Mm. Are we allowed to say Marfa on the air? And how is it that you're bunking with a female classmate?
Well, all the chaperones are in one bunkhouse, and all of the other kids are in one bunkhouse.
So all the kids are in one bunkhouse?
Yeah.
I see. Well, listen. He's not going to climb into the sack with her, but maybe out into the moonlight,
you
take a long walk. It's appropriate to try to kiss her.
Okay.
Put a little smooch on.
But leave it at that.
But you said she was your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what she's going to be expecting that, I think.
Have you not smooched your own girlfriend? And if not, how do you know she's your girlfriend?
See, but the harder thing is, she's like a foot taller than I am.
Ooh.
And this is like earlier on in the year, she went out with my brother.
Oh.
Whoa.
Plot Dickens. How old's your brother?
He's 28. 12.
Oh. 12, wait, you're 14.
How old is she?
She's 14.
She's 14. And what about your brother? What'd he get off her?
Pretty much nothing.
I see. Well, that's his rap anyway.
No, I think, she's how old again?
14.
Yeah, I think she's
what are you guys in? You guys in the ninth grade?
No, we're in seventh grade.
Seventh grade, 14?
Yeah.
Held back a couple of years?
No. We both started school late.
They went to Europe, Adam. They traveled through Europe for a year with their family.
No, we both moved out of state.
We
moved to Texas, and they made us start school a year late.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, she'll expect you to give her a little smoochy.
Okay.
So you do that.
Don't be afraid of it, because she'll be expecting it.
Okay.
And how long are you going to be out with your science class?
We're leaving... this Friday, and we're coming back Sunday or Monday.
I want you to get Kyle's phone number. We're going to follow up with him on this.
We'll find out whether Kyle scored.
Yeah.
Kyle scored. All right, Kyle. Is this a public school you're going to?
Yeah.
Okay. Good times, buddy.
Do you remember that stuff? How intense and how ridiculous?
Listen, I plotted my moves with women like... Manhattan, like Montgomery.
Oh, yeah, Warren, like with figures and furniture.
Oh,
and,
my God. If I'd only learned the technique of get loaded and strong-arm them like I do now. You know, all the thinking you did before you did anything back
then.
And
then what'd you do in the long run anyway?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. You'd float it with all your buddies.
Kyle's calling us floating it.
Oh, right? My
what
God.
What do you think? What do you think? Are we in the same bunk?
I had to analyze. I should have just worked for the FBI. I had to sift through and analyze every piece of data.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she told me to come over after school. What does that mean?
She was seen moving from left to right across the classroom.
Yeah.
With a slight stutter step mid-class.
Oh,
what does that mean?
Holy Christ.
Oh, my God.
What is this guy doing? I told you I went on one goddamn field trip. No, two in my whole scholastic career. I went to the Lawry's Seasoning Plant in Eagle Rock.
Good times.
What the hell were these teachers thinking?
They were thinking, oh, we get the day off.
Taking
the kids
fifth
out.
Graders to the Lawry's Seasoning Plant.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Yes, even Huell Hauser vetoed the Lawry's Seasoning Plant. Not interesting enough for even Huell. I could not believe I was going to a place that made taco seasoning. I'd like to sue the school that took me there. And you know what the second and only field trip was Alvera Street.
Yeah, a little culture. It's good.
Yeah, that's great. It's great. Yeah. You want to go to Alvera Street? Go outside.
Yeah.
You live in Los Angeles? It's all Alvera Street now. Mm. Oh, a bunch of guys selling those bad bandito marionettes.
Bullwhips in those days,
and
though.
Bullwhips and, oh,
and,
no.
And pinatas.
Disaster. Yeah, do Mexicans still sell bullwhips?
I know, because remember, for a while, you'd get them in this country, and then you had to go to Tijuana to get it.
Yeah, bullwhips used to be a big item. Tina? Yeah, you whipped everything but bulls with those things. I whipped my sister, whipped my friends.
Tina? Caller who goes by Tina?
Who's 16 and masturbates every night till she falls asleep?
Hello?
Yep.
Yeah, I was wondering... If I can, how you can tell, like, if you're addicted to masturbating, because I do it at least 3 to 5 times every day after school, and I have to do it to fall asleep.
Yeah, you're getting up there. Were you sexually abused?
No.
Any sort of physical trauma or anything like that? Any heavy things happen to you when you're growing up?
No.
Yeah.
Huh?
And, no, I swear.
You say 3 to 5 times after school?
Yeah, like, in the evening. And then
once more before you go to sleep?
Yeah, and every time I start, I won't stop until I orgasm.
Well, I got the same policy.
Women don't all have that policy.
Oh, they don't?
Yeah.
Women can masturbate and not finish?
Yeah, it's like a hassle to finish. Oh, yeah.
I've never not finished a masturbatory session or a pizza. Those are the two things I've never left behind.
Without an earthquake. By the way, speaking of earthquake, did you hear the space shuttle re-enter today?
No, I didn't hear the sonic boom.
Really?
No.
It was huge in Pasadena. I was like, I thought it was an earthquake.
Tina?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you use? What's your technique?
Fingers.
All right. Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Would you like a boyfriend?
No.
How come?
Too much commitment.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you're 16. Aren't all 16-year-old girls supposed to have crushes on guys?
Have a crush doesn't mean I want one single boyfriend.
Smart girl.
Nah, I don't know. The fact that she excessively masturbates and is scared of commitment at 16 smacks of something wrong.
Are your parents together?
No.
Is alcoholism in your family?
Nope.
Where's your dad?
I live with him.
Where's your mom? Ooh.
I lived with my mom all through my childhood, but I haven't lived with her for over a year.
Why?
After I became a teenager, things became really bad. Our relationship became really bad, and things didn't work out living with her.
Hmm.
Stepdad?
No.
Stepmom?
No.
Mm-hmm. So just you and dad?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters?
They're gone.
I see.
Out of the house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how's dad treating you?
Very well.
Nobody ever manhandles you or gives you discipline, physical discipline?
No.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well.
Oh, wait. Dr. Drew?
Yeah.
my friend Claire and I absolutely love you.
Well, thank you, Tina. Jeez, I think they've been screening these calls out for the last few months.
The I Love Drew calls?
Yeah.
You just don't hear them when they say it, that's all. All right, so she masturbates, she loves her dad, everything's fine.
She likes me, what can be wrong with that?
Loves Drew.
Yeah, it's fine.
She's obviously adjusted.
Yeah.
All right. So certain women and certain people do it more than others. And
yeah, and by the way, I have a feeling that she's calling like three orgasms, three masturbatory sessions. You know what I mean?
You think so?
Yeah, that's my sense.
Tina?
Yes.
How many times do you actually sit down or lie down and masturbate each day?
Different times, yeah.
It's time.
Oh, no. How many times? Oh, wouldn't you know it.
Yell a number out, Dana.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Where were we, a tenth of a second away from getting an answer? Certainly not a full half second, were we?
No, it was... Well, she said four times.
Right. Yeah, and then came back with a...
Tried again.
Celine?
Yes?
You're 24?
Hi, it's not Celine, it's Cillian.
Cillian, okay.
No, Cillian.
Like whatever.
Anyway.
Just take an American name, please. Please.
Why?
Stop
I'm
torturing.
Not American.
Stop torturing all of us.
What's up?
Hey, first of all, I just want to tell you guys that I really miss those callers with the guy, you know, with the donkey and all that stuff. You remember it was a while ago and he was calling from Texas?
Oh,
why
the
don't
goat.
You guys get
no,
those
no.
callers anymore?
No,
I didn't mean to get rude with the man.
No, there he is.
Yeah,
the
guy's having sex with his goat.
Goat. It was a goat. It was a goat, not a donkey.
Oh, was it a goat? Okay.
Yeah. Well, really we'll get him back.
I really miss
anyone who's currently effing one of the pets, give us a call.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I was calling because I'm in a real serious relationship. It's been going on for 5 years, and we're thinking about, you know, getting married and all that stuff. But the problem is our sex life. It's going down the tubes.
Why?
Well, I've been on the pill and the depo shot, and I finally decided I didn't want to do that anymore. I was gaining weight, you know, all the...
Was that shutting you down sexually, too?
And yeah.
Yeah,
and
okay.
And then I just got off it for about, I don't know, 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still, I'm not getting the sex drive, anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, when that part of your relationship isn't working, the whole relationship starts.
But it's, you're convinced it's not working because of the biology.
Well,
the hormones.
I mean, mm-mm. I'm trying to analyze it the other ways, too.
Is
you know,
some else, what else going on?
Well, a lot of things. I mean, financially, we're starting to get, you know, into
stress,
some troubles. Mm-hmm. But I can't see that being the part that, you know, it's really shaking up our relationship.
Are you depressed?
No. I mean, I'm starting a new career. I'm just got done with school. No.
Have you talked to a gynecologist about the hormone situation?
Yes, I have. Oh. And she basically said that in a few weeks or a month that, you know, basically I'm going to be starting to feel normal again. But
yeah, do you think maybe you're not in love with your boyfriend anymore?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Oh. I mean, once you start thinking about marriage, it's scary.
Oh.
I mean, it's but I can't see why I'm not. I mean, I really feel like this is a soulmate, not just, we're really good friends, too, and everything.
Yep, but the vagina has spoken.
No, I think the vagina's been influenced.
Hold on, let me talk to
it's hormonally under the influence.
All right. But she's questioning that.
Yeah, but she's questioning it, but women do that. They take inventories, they blame themselves. Listen, women are antidepressants when they shut down sexually. They come in, and they come in 3 months down the road and go, you know, I've been worrying about the relationship, wondering if I should leave my husband, wondering about changing my job, worrying if it was the kids, changing this, changing that. And then I realized, oh, maybe it's the medication. And then they come in. They do that. And I get the sense. Here's the thing. Here's my thinking.
Been with the guy for 5 years since she was 19, getting to the point where they're going to get married, hasn't sowed her oats, as they say.
She didn't say that, did she?
No, that's what I said. Let me ask her.
You're thinking like it go to the guy's head right now.
Cillian.
Celine? Cillian?
That's not Celine. It's like Cillian or something.
No, it's Cillian.
She's got to say it the way she said it.
That's what I said, crap ball. Please. Oh, everybody.
All right, what was the question?
Have you been with other guys?
Oh, yeah.
Have you, you feel like you're done with other guys?
Well.
Oh.
Now that I've seen this one doctor, because I do a lot of referrals for, I mean, I get referrals from doctors, and there's this real hot doctor that I'm starting to, but I mean, I'm attracted to other people, but I don't think I want to be with anybody else. I mean, I've really been focused really on this relationship.
All right.
But anyway, I would say it takes up to 6 months many times to restore libido. If that doesn't do it at 6 months, you might try a different set of pills and try something like a triphasic pill or something that might be more likely to restore libido.
Mm-hmm.
And if all that doesn't work, then sort of fall back on the relationship's got trouble.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to break. Speaking of fall back.
Yeah. See, there's a little sprinkling of what I was talking about in there.
Yep. Yeah.
Cute doctor. Thinking about it.
Yeah, that's probably more
passionate,
than one thing going
on. Passionate woman.
He seemed to get her juices going.
We're going to take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we're going to instruct Jack. Wants to know how to ask a girl to give him a BJ. All right, we'll get to that after this.
Hello, who's this?
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline will be right back.
Yep, Loveline. Yep, love that riff. Dr. Drew over there. I'm Adam Carolla, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. And let's get back and help the kiddies, Drew. Jack?
Hey.
Hey.
I was, wondering if you could give me some tips on how I could suggest to my girlfriend, that we try oral sex without actually asking her.
Do you want a blowjob or you want a girlfriend?
Who said that? Oh, Caprice. Oh, she's very hot commodity in Hollywood these days, isn't she? Yeah, she's really a household name, that Caprice. Crazy bitch on the show a year ago. Kiss my ass.
What was her thing, then?
Oh, Caprice. Yeah. Caprice is this blonde who was this big European superstar, which I never believed, by the way. And then she came on this show, and she was going to be on Playboy, and I asked her if she could do something for the man show, and she said, oh, yeah, and then I called her publicist 30 times, and she wouldn't call me back, and she copped a serious star attitude. And I said to Anderson, you will not know who Caprice is 2 months from now, and she is gone. Gone, Daddy, gone.
This guy is sick.
She is way gone, isn't she? Good.
I believe you said 3 months, and you were right on target.
Gone and good. Jack, do you know who Caprice is?
I don't.
That's right, you don't. Very good answer. So, what are you doing with your girlfriend currently, physically?
Just basically making out and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And has she ever gotten near your unit at all?
Yeah, actually she has. We're, held in hand, in her friend's car, and she, kind of moved her arm down there.
How old is she?
16.
Yeah, don't rush the blowjob thing. Maybe just maybe a hand is your first order of business.
How long have you been with her?
2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, give her a little time. Even though your name is Jack, you should still give her a little time.
All right.
All right. And, just move along. And the best way to get stuff off of women is to do it to them first.
Hmm.
Tell her to pull that penis out and blow away. Right, Drew?
That's what you normally do.
Now, you want to get a BJ, you want to get a BJ from a woman, you should go down on her first.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of is a way of sort of setting the tone.
That's, given that you're so chivalrous, and indeed, just pointing out that chivalry indeed is not dead.
Right.
In fact, that's not the way it goes, though.
It isn't?
No.
How does it go? Are you saying you should force them to blow?
No, that's just
I agree with you, Drew. No, you're right. Why bother going down?
Because a lot of them complain the guys never do that, ever.
Heather? Caller goes by the name of Heather, who's 15? No. I had a couple of those tonight. Amy?
Hello?
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm having this problem with guys. See, I'm straight up forward with them. I don't want to get lied to.
Who broke your heart, baby? What happened? Where's Daddy?
Biological father?
Yeah. Sure.
Alcoholic somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what happened to him?
I don't know where he is.
That's not good, right?
And I try to be straight up with these guys if you want to have sex.
And then what happened to the subsequent daddies? Did somebody sexually abuse you?
My ex two stepbrothers.
Your two stepbrothers actually abused you.
I'm sure stepdad was a joy.
Yeah. Have you had any treatment for this?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
How'd it work?
I went through about 8 years of therapy.
Uh-huh.
in between that and my drug addiction.
What were you addicted to?
Speed.
For how long?
I started when I was 13, and I quit 15 months ago.
And what are you doing with that re recovery? What's happening with that?
I go to meetings and stuff like that.
You don't have a sponsor?
Yeah, I do.
How far along are you in your steps?
So far, I've gone to my third step.
All right, let's move along. It's been 15 months here, all right?
Yeah.
Let's get a fourth step in here.
Hell,
and part of that fourth step, by the way, you got to tell your sponsor what you're doing with these guys because this is not going to go over well.
Hold on. What's a good step pace?
You should be at your fourth step by 6 months.
Then when should you be at the 12th step?
Different for different people.
Well, let's say if someone said they really got into recovery and they've been at it for a year.
They should be most of the way through.
They should be.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I just moved to a new area, so I just got a new sponsor.
So you're starting over again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
But you got to talk about what you're doing here. You are meeting these guys at meetings?
Yeah.
All right. Now, that you know is not right, right?
Well,
here's the deal. You're a sex addict too, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So this is your disease in full swing. So you've got to talk to your sponsor about what you're doing here. You really do. This is going to lead you back to speed or something. Are you still smoking pot or something?
No, I smoke cigarettes. That's it.
Nothing else?
No. Okay. I live on my own. I work all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's good. But the sex addiction is part of your addictive disease, and you've got to get into that because that's really where the more difficult material is going to have to be worked through.
Okay? Hey, Amy?
Yeah?
I'm sorry some a-holes forced you to grow up faster than you needed to. But you're where you're at. You know what you're doing. You've been through everything. And now you just got to make good choices. And this ain't one of them.
Yeah, you're at a threshold of a full recovery. You're almost there. Get honest about this behavior, too.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right, good luck.
All right, don't be hard on yourself.
I won't.
Just don't get in any trouble.
I try to stay out of trouble.
Yeah, and realize this business of using sex the way you do, it keeps you away from people. Keeps you in control. But in fact, the reality is you're powerless, and you know that.
Yeah.
And don't get pregnant.
Oh, no. I take my birth control every day.
Good girl.
Good times.
Take care.
Nick, it's funny, these poor people that call the show, and their first statement was, you know, I meet a guy, I'm straight up with him. I tell him when I need sex. And we're like, oh, hold on, where's daddy? Pow, right into addiction. Pow, right into molestation and abuse.
Yeah.
I don't know why or what, but when I hear a 17-year-old girl tell me her policy on men sexually and how she's straight up with them and doesn't understand why they went blah, blah, blah.
No.
I snap immediately to where's daddy.
Also, people got to realize we get a certain feeling from our callers, and we're just sitting here listening to voices all night long, and we get a certain, it evokes something in us, and we recognize that when we see it, we feel it.
But on the other hand, how much can you expect out of a 17-year-old? Do you know what I mean? I mean, out on their own, abusive parents, horrible stepbrothers, sexually abusing them, hooked on crank. Now sober, in the program, moving from town to town.
It's big stuff.
17, for Christ's sake. Drew, what were you doing at 17?
Oh.
You're playing with your chemistry set in the basement of your dad's Pasadena house, right?
Oh.
You didn't know what you were...
No, I was too evolved for me. I was...
What were you doing, seriously? 17? Thinking about college?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Studying a lot.
No big problems other than the problems that you basically threw in your own lap.
Yeah.
I mean, not real-world problems.
No, not you know, that kind of problem. No.
Whatever that problems kind of... you had were sort of manufactured inside the house.
Yes.
But they weren't, like, pay the bills.
No.
Going to get the heat shut off.
No.
That kind of stuff.
No way.
Pimps beating the crap out of you.
No, that happened later.
Where the pimp beat on you?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something, Drew. You turn some tricks and you don't cash him out. You don't cut him in for a taste?
I did, man.
Yeah, that. But you are light. I mean, you're real light.
I gave him everything.
No, you...
And he gave me clothing and a place to live.
Corey?
Yeah.
You're 13?
Yeah.
What's up?
My question's for Dr. Drew.
Yeah, Corey. Mm-hmm.
When I was young, I was diagnosed with bipolar.
Mm-hmm. You're young now. How young were you?
Huh?
How long ago was that?
I don't remember. I can't really remember much of my childhood.
Okay.
And now I'm getting depressed, and my mom was thinking about putting me on Zyprexa.
If you really have bipolarity, it's a very delicate chemistry, and it's going to go sort of go off, and it needs to be treated. It does not get better by itself.
It doesn't.
No, you really need some help with that, if that's in fact the diagnosis. So that would be a good idea.
How's your life going?
It's all right.
What's good about it?
I'm just thankful I have a family.
What?
Thankfully as...
Huh?
What makes you say it like that? Just thankfully as a family. Was there a time when you didn't have a family?
Well, there was a time that I didn't have a dad.
What happened?
He died.
Ooh, how old were you?
9.
And you don't remember any of that?
I remember it.
You do remember it?
Yeah.
What did he die from?
Overdose.
So he was an addict?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You're a genius, Drew. Yep, bad times, brother. Mm-hmm. All right, are you doing anything now that turns you on?
I'm biking.
Good.
Yeah? What
good.
Kind of biking?
BMX.
All right, you enjoy that?
Yeah.
You good at it?
I'm all right.
All right.
Aren't you going to instruct him to take the pegs off the...
Hey, yeah. Corey?
Yeah?
You race those BMX bikes?
I'm about to.
I see. Yeah, I used to do that myself, you know?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was one of the better riders in the novice division. I had myself a number plate. Drilled it out for wind resistance. You know, do all the tricks. You don't have those buddy pegs on the back of your bike, do you?
No, I took them off.
You took those off?
Yeah.
Good, because that'll go right up your ass when you crash. Do you hear me?
Yep.
All right, buddy.
Adam?
Yeah?
I like the man show.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, Corey, take care of yourself.
All right.
It won't replace the antidepressants, unfortunately.
No, but it's a help and a step in the right direction. Mm. All right, let's take a break. Drew, we're going to pee?
Sure.
Simultaneously?
Let's go.
After this.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute. Hi, this is David Spade, and when I'm driving around listening to the radio, if there's absolutely nothing on any other station, I listen to Love Line with Adam and Drew, because I'm naughty.
Yeah. He's naughty, all right. We wouldn't have come out with that Joe Dirt if he wasn't naughty. Jeez. How happy is David Spade that Tom Green came out with that flaming turd?
What?
At the right time. Huh?
What now?
I said, how happy is David Spade that Tom Green's movie bombed horribly?
Oh, it did bomb?
Oh, disaster.
Tom Green?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, an abortion.
Horrible. I mean, it may have been an abortion, but it did well.
No, it did horribly at the box office.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was in 10th place this week. It came out last week.
Hmm.
Yeah, horrible.
Oh.
I'm saying, if you're David Spade, you got to be pretty excited that Tom Green's movie came out a week later and blew.
Also, how did David's do?
I think it did better than Tom Green's, but so did everything.
Really? I thought it did okay to start out with. Huh?
Why did you think? Oh, because you saw a lot of commercials.
I just was on the web a few minutes ago, a lot of talk on the AOL and whatnot.
I think it came in like fourth. You know, it was beat by, like, Crocodile Dundee.
Mm.
Goes number two. And then it came in, like, 10th this week.
Hey, real quick, in all fairness to Tom, apparently it was, like, R-rated, so all, like, the 15-year-old kids that went to see it, they bought tickets for the Crocodile Dundee movie and snuck into his movie.
I did hear that, too. But it's still number 10 this week. Come on.
Would you feel bad if you got to show the movie that hit fourth box office over a weekend, even?
Well... sort of, depending on when it came out and how much hype and advertising there was in front of it, and then what it did the next week. Do you know what I mean? Like, these days, they hype the crap out of these movies. They come in first 1 week, and then they fall off.
Right.
So, coming in fourth, and then coming in tenth, it's not a good not a good sign.
Mm.
All right, Drew. You want to defend him anymore?
No, I'm just curious. I'm not that tuned in to really understand these things.
No, you're not. David?
David?
Yes.
You're 41. What's up?
Hi. I was wanting to... my girlfriend is on the Depo-Provera shot.
Yeah.
Does that cause weight gain? I thought I might have heard another...
Yeah, sometimes. Not usually, though.
Not usually, okay. And then I'd be willing with my girlfriend to have a vasectomy. I was curious about how much pain or...
People,
you know,
usually,
well, we've all had our nuts cut into before, haven't we?
That's with teeth, though.
Oh, I see.
But this, no, it's usually not bad. It's usually a, you know, a night or two of not walking around too much and having an ice bag on your crotch.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks later, you get the most intense orgasm of your life, I understand.
That's what they say.
It's, everything works normally after that?
No, extra normally.
Extra normally. Hmm.
Yeah. Do you have kids, David?
Yeah, I've got three, and I'm too old for any more.
No,
yeah.
Go get it taken care of.
I appreciate.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty. How expensive is it?
I don't know. Probably about $300 to $500, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me clarify something with Tom Green. Tom Green was supposed to do the show.
Oh.
And he didn't want to do the show. Mm. So I don't care what his movie did.
Yeah.
I had nothing against the guy personally, but if someone was supposed to do the show, decide not to do this show, and then their movie stunk up the United States, I don't have a big problem with that. I'm not going to lose any sleep over that. I'd prefer to focus and plug the people that like this show and do this show.
Hmm.
All right?
Hmm.
All right. Martin?
Yeah. Hello?
What's up?
You're 17. No, Anderson said it was a publicist, but it's not a publicist. We have the same manager. Drew, me, and Tom Green all have the same manager, and he wouldn't do the show. That has nothing to do with the publicist. Our manager, who's his manager, asked him to do it. And I said no. So screw him. Martin?
He's a dick.
Yeah.
You're 17. What's up?
What's up? Yeah, the Tom Green movie sucked big time.
Oh, did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it. It sucked. It had no point whatsoever.
Did you like Tom Green before that?
Yeah, actually I did. And now I saw the movie and I think twice about Tom Green.
All right. Interesting. What's up there, Martin?
Well, I was just kind of find out if there was such a thing as a gay fetish.
Yeah.
Yeah, means you're gay. Homosexuals have that, yeah.
Right.
No. Like, I don't really consider myself gay because, like, I've been with girls and, like the thing is, like, whenever I do masturbate to, like, gay porn, like, I feel bad afterwards. Like, I'm like, ew, what did I just do?
Well, but maybe that's why you were not yet fully embracing the idea that you're homosexual. You have a lot of shame and ambivalence about it.
Hold on. Let me explain something, Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Gay guys can watch gay porn. When straight guys watch gay porn, they should have a visceral, violent reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
It should disgust them. It cuts to your core.
It does.
You show a couple of guys cornholing each other in front of a straight guy, and he will be nauseated.
Well, here's the more interesting thing is now show the straight guy the porn. Now order him to masturbate.
Impossible.
No way.
Impossible.
It'd be like, might as well just take a cattle prod.
I'd be better off with a cattle prod up my rectum and attempt to masturbate than to gay porn.
Well, like it's not like it's like a. Like a constant thing, like I always want to look at gay porn. It's like, you know, it's like every once in a while.
It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, Adam has a belief that, and this is Adam's theory, mm-hmm. that there's no halfway to
no.
Gayville.
Really?
Bi, let me tell
I
you
do
what
believe
bi,
that's no. halfway.
Let me explain what bi is.
Mm-hmm.
Bi is gay with a publicist. You will be gay soon.
Well,
you are bi, you're saying bye to heterosexuality and hello to homo.
He really could be half.
Bye.
He could be half mo.
Bye, straight life. There's a transitionary period where you're bi. That's where you're going from where you thought you were straight to being gay full time, and that's called bi. That little purgatory in there where you haven't really come to grips with the fact that you're gay. Look at all these so-called bi celebrities. Elton John, he's bi.
But see, I enjoy being with women. I really, really do.
Yeah,
well, picking out, you know, looking at swatches, picking out furniture,
well,
that kind of thing.
This is a very interesting thing about men, is that men need women so badly.
Mm-hmm.
Even gay men need to be around women all the time.
Mm-hmm. I'm
not talking about you, Martin.
Not you, Martin. You're not gay. There's a masturbating porn.
He's bisexual. I don't mean just like being around them. Like I love having sex with girls.
Yeah. Adam, can you accept perhaps that whatever sort of intermediate state Martin is in, that somebody could get stuck in that intermediate state?
Yeah.
They can't quite make the
for a while.
The
eventually you'll be gay.
The thing is, like, I've actually come close to being with a guy, but like I'm like, whoa, no. What am I doing?
What do you when in this gay erotica? What are they doing in it?
Just like
oral sex.
Not really, just more like anal.
See, we couldn't even hear that without bringing up our dinner, could we, Drew?
No, I couldn't help it.
We were both like,
God, we are pathetic.
Well, it's true. It's an act against nature and God. Oh, yeah. I mean, let's be honest.
Something to do with like my past and like maybe some like
what happened? Nope. What happened? What happened? Sexual abuse?
Yeah, a couple times.
Uh huh.
How old were you when it first happened?
I was about 6.
Okay.
You know, that's what screws up guys, as Adam would say, compass.
By guy, right?
Yeah, actually by both, a guy and a girl.
Ooh. Ah, maybe this is
that's how you, why he's torn.
Yeah, this is how you create bi. But be that as it may, yeah, you need to get some therapy, Martin, and sort of sort out what your sexual identity is. And having been, it really, those kinds of arousing experiences at those delicate ages trigger biological mechanisms of the brain that then become sexual orientations.
Listen, he may be bi. He's confused.
Yeah, he's confused.
That's at least what bi is. Yeah, I know we got to go to break. Danny?
Hello?
14?
Yeah.
Girlfriend of 1 week threatened suicide because you wanted to break up with her?
No, I did break up with her. And then, like, she wrote me, like, a poem saying, like, she's going to kill herself.
All right, hold on.
Okay, well, I don't know what I was thinking. I was way off.
How dare you?
Way off. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with young Danny after this. Oh, yeah. Everybody now. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. What happened to our last caller?
He dropped off.
He did?
After you talked to him, he must have thought that was it. That was your stellar advice.
And didn't I tell him to hang on?
Yeah.
Mm.
As usual, the answer is no.
Charlie?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yeah. I'm addicted to pot, and I was wondering if like I could have the same problems with alcohol.
Yeah. Addiction is addiction. It doesn't matter which drug you're choosing. It all ultimately triggers the same mechanism in the brain, and you can cross from one drug to the next.
Okay.
Most amphetamine addicts actually start out as pot addicts.
Okay.
And the depressions and that kind of stuff you're having now, the alcohol or the speed will correct that for a while, but it will also accelerate your use of those drugs, and those will be the things you'll come to treatment for.
Okay, and then also, my pot addiction sort of didn't come about the way you describe it.
Oh, really? Tell me.
Well, I started, like, freshman in high school, and that was, like, a weekend thing, and, like, the first time I got high, I wasn't preoccupied with it.
No. Not the first time you use, the first time you get high.
Yeah, the first time I got high.
Okay.
I wasn't really preoccupied with it.
Okay.
And it didn't start until, like, a couple years later. Summer after sophomore year, I really started smoking heavily and then had like a manic / psychotic episode that my doctor thinks was triggered from it.
Mm.
And like I got treatment and then like went back to using and got treatment, went back to using. And so now I'm in treatment
for marijuana addiction.
Yeah.
What do they do when they treat you for marijuana addiction?
Same as other.
And it's just like a lot of
12-step
basic stuff, like tell you to go to meetings and
right. So are you not smoking now?
Yeah, I've got like 2 months and 3 weeks clean.
Cool.
Yeah. How do you feel?
It's not as fun as when I was getting high.
Right. Trying to tell you how much time I have. I got like 22 hours.
You know what? I wonder if you're a non-alcoholic.
I'm going to sue the band. Wait, by the way. Oh, he doesn't have any answers.
You may be a non-alcoholic marijuana-dependent individual. Is there not alcoholism in your family?
No, there's my grandfather on my dad's side and my grandmother on my mom's side.
We're alcoholics.
Yeah, and my brother is.
He doesn't sound like he's got the gene either.
No,
to me.
Yeah, there's something.
Because he start and he stopped and he start and he stopped. And it's weed. Most guys get into heavy denial with weed and it goes on for 20 years before they even think about quitting.
And it starts pow.
But he had a psychotic episode.
Well, that's
what hurried his along.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if maybe he was sort of treating a depression to begin with. That's how marijuana gets going sometimes.
I see.
People are trying to deal with the depression. They treat the depression. The desire to use the drug goes away.
Well, I did have like a lot of issues, like with my mom and stuff. But
no doubt, 12-step will be useful to you. But have you ever had any problem with any other drugs?
Well, alcohol. Like my drinking probably wasn't too healthy. I got a lot of blackouts. And
all right. Well, you're an alcoholic.
Interesting. Here's the good news. You discovered early. You admitted you had a problem early. You're in your 12-step program. You'll be fine.
All right. Hey, Adam, you should have more porn stars and less bands on.
All right.
Yeah. Mental noted. Note. More porn, less bands. Got it?
All right. Bill?
Yeah?
You're 23?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, my girlfriend and I, we live together. We've been together for 3 years. I'm trying to get her to initiate some sort of sexual activity. And she wants to, and this has been sort of an ongoing discussion for maybe 8 months to a year.
Now, hold on a second. You are sexually active?
Yeah.
And how does it go now?
How does the routine go?
Yeah, what's the routine? What's the
Well, we both work.
How does an evening get going when you're going to have sex? How often does it occur? How does it get going?
Usually it is how often. It's probably once to maybe twice a week, maybe. Sometimes it goes 3 weeks without nothing, without anything going on.
And how does it get going?
It usually is in bed, and I will initiate most everything, a touch, a caress.
Does she respond?
She does, but most of the time it's a no.
It's a no?
Most of the time.
Uh-huh. And what's the excuse?
Well, it ends up, I'm not in the mood, I'm in my headache, the eternal headache.
So it's not so much that you want to initiate, it's that you don't want to be rejected by her so often.
Well... If I were calling because I wasn't getting laid enough, that would be one thing. But she wants to increase her ability to initiate as well.
Yeah, but you may be asking for too tall an order.
Yeah, you're asking that someone hold still so you can mount them, and now you want them to initiate too. Well, listen, okay, Bill. Here's the deal. Women, they're receptive,
right? They don't. Most women, not some, can initiate, but most are just into.
No, but that's why they got the. You go into a plumbing store,
yeah,
and you'll see the male part and the female part.
Yeah,
the female part holds still while the male part plunges into it.
Right.
That's it. You can't ask the female part to jump on the male part.
And to get back to the male female biology, is estrogen is a hormone that it contributes to receptivity, to willingness to sort of be receptive to this experience.
You ever have your pipe sweated, Drew?
Sweated?
Yeah, sweating.
No.
That's nice.
No,
it's a plumbing thing, yeah. Yeah, Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what you need her to be is receptive.
Okay, that sounds
all right. And you want to know, which is the same as being in the mood for women, really.
Right.
And that's all you can ask. So why isn't she being receptive more often? That's the question. And what can we do about them? What does she say?
Well, she mostly says, I don't know how to initiate.
No. Oh, no, Bill, you're missing it.
Well, drop the word initiate.
Why isn't she receptive? When she says no, what's going on?
Why is she saying no so often?
Because she's a stress case.
Really? She's stressed out?
Well, she stresses about work, and she's a hard time multitasking.
All right, so she may be depressed. She's anxious.
Anxious more than depressed.
And you're sort of adding on top of that with a bunch of expectation. And for whatever reason, the way you're approaching her and the way she perceives your approach is sort of out of line in some way.
Yeah, or unclear or misplaced.
Yeah. All right. So can you do stuff to get her in the mood, like, you know, do that bathtub with the rose petal nonsense or something like that?
Do you understand that the women's... There's a book called His Needs, Her Needs, I might recommend you out there, that women's needs for sort of communication and connection and companionship are the same in the same intensity as a man's needs for sexual contact.
Mm. I wrote a book called My Needs, More of My Needs. Did you read that one, Drew?
Well, the sequel was My Needs, My Needs.
My Needs, My Needs, yeah. And then My Needs, My Needs, More My Needs, and then My Needs, My Needs, More My Needs, Too, which was the fourth book.
The Adam Kroll story.
All right. He's putting too much pressure on her.
Yes.
He's got to relax a little bit.
Women
just relax.
Do not deal with that kind of pressure.
It's always funny to me, the guys, because she's not initiating it. Mm. What do you feel like less a man because she's not diving on your Johnson when you walk through the door?
But men have a fantasy about that you know, a lot of men do anyway, that it's just this woman so who has got to have her way with him or just so so sort of aroused by him that it's so gratifying to have that. But I know, Adam, you're too lazy for that.
No, my angle is, hey, listen, if you don't try to escape, you're in.
Right.
I just don't want her scrambling.
Yes.
Just hold still.
Right.
All right. Hmm. Hey, you know what I saw at the restaurant tonight, Drew?
The restaurant?
Yeah.
A restaurant?
Went to a nice restaurant tonight.
What'd you say?
Always bothers me.
Hmm.
You ever see that dude?
Sits by himself?
No. Hmm. He sits next to his girlfriend on the same side of the booth?
I've done that to my wife.
Have you?
Well, when they have, like, benches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I always find that a little bizarre. A little questionable in the behavior standpoint, you know? Sitting next to them.
But you don't know if they're always doing that, if they're just mixing it up, doing something
different. Yeah, I think they're always doing that. I like to think they are. Yeah. I don't trust that.
Always doing it would be weird, yeah.
That's a weird dude.
Yeah. Well, how about...
I think women would like that, but that's weird.
Yeah, that's
interesting. You got a booth and you slide in on the same side with them? What do you got to do? You got to finger them while you're eating? Yeah, but Anderson says you don't have to look at them. And that's the excuse you use, by the way, when you sit on the other side, which is I get to look in your eyes and watch you chew your food or cud, as it were. But then that one dude comes in and he sits down next to his girl. And then your girlfriend or wife says, why don't you ever sit next to me in the booth? Look at him. I want to kick that guy in the nuts.
So that's the same guy that's dropping the rose petals. And that same guy we don't trust.
Right. Yeah. He's the a-hole that's ruining it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, meanwhile, this guy's jacking off to elf porn when he gets home and beating the crap out of his wife. But and when he goes to the restaurant, he has to sit next to it so we can get critiqued.
He's an extortionist and by trade.
Right. Yeah. This guy does nothing. Yeah. This guy imports slave labor in from Indonesia, bounces checks, and drives around a Fiero that was converted into a Ferrari Testarossa all goddamn day with a fake hairpiece. But in the restaurant, he sits next to his lady, and we got to take credit. Why can't you be more like him?
Mm-hmm.
Really? That what you want? That's the guy who ruins it for other guys. Don't think I'm not on to you, buddy. Danny?
We've got to get him to read his needs. Your needs, your needs. Hello? My needs, my needs.
That's right.
Danny.
Yeah?
What's
you're
up?
14.
Yeah.
All right. So, you're the guy whose girlfriend or whose girl who you tried to break up with said she was going to kill herself.
Yeah.
No. She wrote a poem.
Wrote a poem.
In the poem.
There yes. Do you have the poem?
No.
What did the poem say?
It was like saying how she cuts herself.
Mm.
And saying like, I slit the blade on my wrist and like blood drips and then like tears come and now all the madness starts and all this stuff.
Right.
So she's a cutter, but did she say specifically she wants to kill herself? Not just that she wants to cut, but that she wants to kill.
Yeah.
She wants to die.
Yes.
How old is she?
She's 14.
Did you report this to someone?
Yeah, I told my school, but...
And?
And they're supposed to call her parents.
I'm sure they will. Okay, but that's about all you can do.
You're done. You're in the clear, buddy.
And then her friend called me tonight. And then she was talking about like how she was how her friend was thinking about it more.
Yeah.
My girlfriend. And then when I was getting off the phone with her, like her friend was like, she's not the only one that wants to kill herself. And then she hung up really fast.
I mean, like, this other girl wants to kill herself?
Yeah.
Over you, too?
I know she likes me, too, but...
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, that it's a tragedy, but it's got to feel pretty good from an ego standpoint, right?
Well, listen, have you told your parents?
Yeah, my mom knows.
Well, Danny, all you can do is report to people who can actually intervene, but somebody needs to... This girl needs to be hospitalized, and she needs to be hospitalized right away.
This happened to me in first year of high school. What are you, in the eighth or ninth grade?
I'm in eighth.
Eighth grade? Yeah, it happened to me in the ninth grade. It was a little, mild twist on it, which was a girl was going to kill herself if I went out with her.
Or if you didn't stop showing up on her doorstep, yeah.
Right. Oh, almost the same thing.
Was it
almost
that, or was she going to kill you?
She said she was going to kill herself, and then she was going to turn the gun on me.
After she killed herself.
Yeah, it didn't work out from a math standpoint, but I respected it and moved on. Danny?
Yeah?
You only went out with her for a week?
Yeah, like, and what's weird is I've known her since third grade.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, like, one of the reasons I was going to break up with her. And then we had nothing in common.
All right. Well, listen, you can't blame yourself for not wanting to have a relationship with her. But you do need to just...
Hold on. What do you need in common when you're in the eighth grade?
I know.
I got Mrs. Parker for history. You got Mr. Bernal. This is never going to work. I mean, what the hell? In eighth grade. You're in eighth grade. That's enough. That's enough in common, is it not?
Mm.
Drew, when you were in eighth grade, you had enough in common with every girl in that goddamn grade, didn't you?
Yeah, whatever it took.
Yeah. Right, if you liked someone, you had enough in common.
Yeah.
That whole in common thing, is that still around? You don't hear about it.
Well, I've not heard about it in a long time.
Remember that, though? We don't have anything in common. Really? How about my penis? That's something we both share, isn't it? No, I'm not a big fan of your penis. Oh, really? I enjoy it. Well, I guess we'll move on. Yeah, that nothing in common thing. It was like something from Love American Style or something in the 70s.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard about it. But listen, ladies, when a guy says we don't have anything in common, that just means he ain't turned on by you.
Right.
He ain't interested physically.
Right, he's not attracted, yeah.
Because meanwhile, you want to know how much guys have to have in common? They import women.
Right, who can't speak the language.
Hopefully don't speak the language.
Right.
They go to the farthest reaches of the Orient,
yeah,
and import teenagers to marry their,
yeah,
middle-aged ass.
Guys need a lot in common.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-oh, me and Mitsuk? Sure, we got a lot in common.
Two legs?
We got two legs.
Walk upright?
That's right. We carry on cellular respiration.
She has something on top of her head called hair.
She's learning to drive, so one day we'll have that in common, a driver's license. Sure, me and Mitsuk, yeah. We sit around and talk all day about what we have in common. Eric?
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yeah. I want to know if it's possible to get my girlfriend pregnant if she puts her naked vagina on my penis through my underwear.
If you ejaculate...
Well, I've never ejaculated in her presence. So, I mean, is it possible for...
I like the accuracy with which she's...
Was said vagina in proximity of said penis when said penis ejaculated?
Well,
answer the question, son! Answer the question!
So is it not possible, or...
Let me paint you a scenario, son.
Very unlikely. I mean,
said
almost
penis
impossible.
Ejaculates. Said vagina's not present. But said vagina comes into the room as said penis ejaculates and said semen is airborne and lands into said vagina. Even though said vagina was not present, said vagina could have gotten pregnant in that scenario. Am I right, son? Yes or no, son? Answer me in a clear and present tone. Yes or no?
I have no idea what you just said. That went all over my head.
I think I made my point. All right. So... the answer is probably no.
Okay, because she's a couple days late, and I just wanted to
very unlikely
to see.
But,
so is it possible that she just skipped?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing? You're in that that dry hump phase, huh?
Yeah. We don't go all the way.
Nice. Listen, I just had a revelation, and Drew, please stop me if I'm wrong. It don't get better than that. It doesn't. Does it? It doesn't get better
it's
than
the
that.
Ultimate sort of.
That's
know,
life.
Yeah.
It may be early in the week to burst all everyone's bubble, but let me tell you about life, everybody. Please listen. I swear to Christ, this is the God's honest, and Drew, stop me if I'm wrong. You know that feeling when you have that crazy erection and it's trying to get out of your pants like it's like a mole that's trying to burrow out of the earth, you know? And there's a woman and you're really hot for her, but you never really totally seen her naked yet, but you've seen parts of her naked and she's rubbing on you. And you know, tonight ain't the night, but maybe this weekend.
Yeah.
And it's like Wednesday night,
yeah,
and she's rubbing on you, and she's got to go soon, and you got to go soon. And you're thinking, man, when I seal the deal, that is going to be so great. But you know what? That's all life is. You look ahead about 4 days and go, wait till I seal the deal. Wait till I seal the deal. Wait till I seal the deal. But you know what the best part of life is? It's when she's on top of you, and you... wanker still in your pants and you're thinking about sealing the deal. That's the best part. That's what they don't tell you about. You seal the deal, it's a little bit of a letdown. Like, yeah, that was pretty good. You just start thinking ahead to the next time you may seal the deal or with whom you may do it again other than this person. But it's that part that they don't tell you about. When you buy a new car, it's the drive to the dealer that's the best part. Not to drive on the way home in the new car.
Right.
Because now your head's gone somewhere else. Got the car. Let's hope some son of a bitch don't key it.
A little buyer's remorse.
Oh, geez, I spent a lot on this, baby.
Shouldn't have done that. Huh?
Insurance is through the roof. Holy Christ, what's that up there? Oh, Jesus, road construction. No, no, no. No, I got to park in the garage tonight. No, it's to ride to the dealer. Is that life, Drew?
That's life.
All right.
Yeah, but the full effect
so
of
what have we learned? Dry hump on the way to the dealer.
But the full effect of that dry hump has to be like in your early 20s, late teens. The full effect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, when you get that in your early 40s, you're angry.
Well, you're more angry. You're
yeah, your nuts explode. Pathetic, yeah. Yeah, you cramp in your pants. You move your bowels. But, Drew, you remember that feeling. You'll never have it again, by the way.
Thank you.
Never.
Yeah.
Thanks. Ever.
Thanks.
No, I won't
maybe
either.
In the afterlife.
No,
in the
we're
hereafter.
Done.
In the hereafter?
No, what are you going to? Are you going to rape some angel or something?
No,
only in hell do you get
out.
That.
Just dry out.
No. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191. Went to a Major League Baseball game over the weekend.
What's that?
Yeah, I've got some free time now to a baseball game with kids.
What are you doing this weekend?
Last weekend.
You went to a baseball game?
Yeah,
a
Dodger game.
Yeah, what happened?
It was fun.
Kids enjoy that?
Oh, my God. They're like sports fanatics.
Where do you get your seats?
Just online.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How much are Dodger tickets these days?
It was about $25 a piece.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I never go to any baseball games.
That's nice.
Yeah?
Sit down, get 4 minutes of action, packed into 2 hours.
3 hours.
3 hours, yeah.
What do? Stay for like three innings and then go?
No. I got sports fanatic sons. They want to see the first pitch and the last pitch. Seriously?
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And a snow cone and peanuts and a hot dog and cotton candy and...
Yeah. She's got to set you back a couple of hundred bills.
Yeah, by the time you're all done.
Yeah.
Parking.
Yeah. I don't like baseball that much.
When you have kids, though, to watch them enjoy it, it's worth it. I would not never have gone by myself.
I like playing baseball, but I'll tell you, if I hear Billy Crystal wax on about Roger Maris one more time, I'll kill myself.
My wife and I like to go to football games, though.
I don't like celebrities talking. I hate it when Billy Crystal starts talking about the Yankees. You get Billy Crystal together with Larry King, and they talk about the first time they went to Yankee Stadium. And then you can toss Jerry Lewis into that pile, and they talk about, they wax poetic about the first time they went to Yankee Stadium or see the Brooklyn Dodgers. I want to kill myself. I just always think, oh, who cares? There's a bunch of toothless, uneducated alcoholics that you're making into deities, for Christ's sake. Baseball players.
Geez, then I help coach Little League tonight. I'm kind of getting into this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Listen,
I'm never a good ball player. Either.
Playing baseball is great. Just the guys that get too into it, I don't trust them.
Guys that fight with their coaches and stuff.
Look at these rotisserie leagues going and stuff.
Yeah,
they know every Bob Costas knows every goddamn thing about baseball. It drives me nuts. I always just think, who cares? Football. There's a man.
That's
sport.
A sport. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a sport you can sink your teeth into. Tammy.
Yeah.
You're 16.
Yes, I am.
What's the matter, pumpkin?
Okay, the first thing I have to say is that I feel that I have... Let me finish my call. I just got on, Dad. Okay, the first thing I have to say is that I feel that I convince myself to, imagine things that don't, not that don't really happen, but I convince myself, I guess.
Like, what do you mean? Give an example.
Like if... I was raped, I'd convince myself that it was my fault and that it didn't really happen. And if it did happen, it was my fault.
Well, making it your fault is a way of sort of gaining control of a situation where you felt completely out of control, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's a way of sort of trying to manage the overwhelming feelings associated with having been traumatized and victimized like that. So I wouldn't call that hallucinating or imagining. That's just sort of trying to cope.
Well, the thing is that, I have a feeling that I might have been molested when I was little, except I don't know who by who.
Okay, well, you've certainly been raped since then, right?
Yeah.
How old were you when you were first raped?
15.
All right, well, that's enough to give you some material.
Yeah.
Some feelings.
Yeah, how's everything going now?
Listen to that dad.
I know. Okay, hello?
You sound like Frankenstein or something.
He is.
Yeah. That's your biological dad?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm. What's he do for a living?
computer something, I don't know. Nice. Manager, computer manager.
I see.
Analysis.
You get along with him okay?
I do now that I'm sober.
Ooh, ooh. From what?
Ecstasy and crystal.
Mm. Ooh. Yeah. Are you in a program?
I graduated.
What the hell does that mean?
Like,
you don't graduate from a treatment program, you transition. So you should be in the community with a sponsor, going to meetings regularly.
I don't really do that.
All right, so you're untreated. That's untreated. You're just waiting for the shoe to drop before you use again.
I'm like sober, you know.
You're not sober. You're not using.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's different.
Yeah, all right. I look at it as the same, but you're not living a sober lifestyle. Which is chain smoking and drinking tons of coffee in front of a church on a Tuesday night at 10:30, complaining about your boyfriends.
Well, I mean, I don't understand how, like, I could be going to meetings and stuff like that when I feel that I need to be focusing on the reason why I did it or why I'm doing drugs.
The reason why you did it is one thing, but being an addict is another. And each thing needs to be treated, the addictive disease and what emotional elements came to bear that caused you to seek out relief and escape in the first place.
Yeah.
There's two different things.
All right. Well, it's good that you're looking for reasons as to why you did it.
Yeah.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I just broke up with him.
Why? What'd he do? Something horrible? Or he was a good guy?
Was abusive and cut off his finger to, like, because I wasn't dating only him.
Nice.
He really cut his finger off?
His tendon. To his tendon, and we had to take him to the emergency room, blah, 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 drama. It wasn't a healthy relationship, I got out of it.
Good.
All right.
How old was this guy?
21.
Mm. Yeah.
But the sex was good.
All right. Mm. Listen, Mama, slow it down. You're 16 now. You should be thinking about unicorns and Hello Kitty stationery and Bobby Sherman.
Just like
Drew was at 16.
I didn't like Hello Kitty.
How am I supposed to deal with the fact that, like, I have this feeling about me, and I don't know whether it's true or not?
Well, it doesn't really matter whether it's true or not. It's that you have some very heavy feelings. And you said you were in treatment, so just keep going in treatment.
Oh, man.
And if you're not in treatment, get to a meeting, find a sponsor, and start working some steps, because that same material will be sorted through to some extent in recovery.
Listen, everybody. I know this sounds very cliche, but slow down. Do not be such a hurry to be an adult. All you 15, 16-year-old chicks out there that are dating the dude in his early 20s, abusing meth and getting into these freaked-out abusive relationships, just reel it in a little bit. For Christ's sake, can we do that?
Mm.
Can you, everybody, can you step outside your own life and hover over yourself? You know, like that ghost of Christmas past?
Yeah.
Remember how he floated over everybody? What was that? Christmas Tale?
Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol. Yeah. Floated over. Everyone saw exactly what was going on. You can do that. Do it with yourself. Teresa?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yep.
Are you floating over yourself looking at your life?
No.
Oh. All right. Well, it didn't work. What's up?
All right. I am deathly afraid of the gynecologist.
Why?
I don't know. I can't go.
How about just a general doctor?
I can't. I like start shaking, and like just the thought of something down there just grosses me out.
Well, but Drew, do you mean how about a general doctor is not examining her most private parts?
No, I mean there's something about a gynecologist.
It's any guy's looking up her skirt.
And are you sexually active?
Yeah.
Then you really need to do this, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, there's some nurse practitioners and physicians that are specially trained in helping women overcome their anxiety about this. They use mirrors, they let you hold the speculum, they let you really sort of conduct the whole exam on your own almost.
Really?
Yeah, they just help
what
you.
What do you mean they use mirrors?
They at least show them what they're looking at and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, you think that's going to help?
No, you
don't want to see what they're doing. Hey, look, I don't want a guy putting his finger in my ass. But what I really don't want is a guy holding a mirror so I can see him put his finger in my ass.
Yeah, but you really don't want somebody cutting your guts open to pull the tumor out that you grew because you didn't get the proper screening done.
Are you cursing me?
No, I'm just suggesting that the finger in the ass is better than the scalpel across the abdomen.
But still better than seeing it through a mirror.
I'm not suggesting you would want a mirror.
And by the way, where would you hold that mirror for me to see the finger in the ass? That would take three or four mirrors.
You would, yeah. It'd be like a...
One in front,
yeah.
Shoot it up back, yeah. Side, and then another lower
a
one.
A whole series, yeah. We could do a sort of vanishing act, too, if you wished. Your anus could disappear.
Oh, I wish it could.
We'd add some entertainment value.
So you got to do this. Listen, there's not a 15-year-old in the world who cherishes this or relishes doing this.
But if you're sexually active, you've got to do this.
Well, I can't. I've gone twice, and I can't go through the door. I just start shaking, and I have to leave.
Believe?
Yeah,
leave.
Like, I can't, like, go through with it.
You got to, Teresa. I'm sure you can. It takes somebody with who you trust, and you can sort of squeeze their hand.
Did she say she was sexually active?
Yeah, I've had sex 3 times.
All right. You have a boyfriend?
Mm-mm.
Mm.
So you're not active now?
Spring break was the last time I was.
I see. And how do the prospects for the future look?
Depends on how drunk I get.
Oh, boy.
Well, you're all right with getting loaded and having some strange teenage boy hop on you. What's wrong with a nice sterile environment? They put that butcher's paper down, you lie down there, makes that crunching noise. Very, very, very enticing. What's going on? Where's your dad? What happened to you?
My dad knows. My dad's great. I love my dad. He's, like, always been there for me and everything. I've never been, like, sexually raped or anything. And
mm-hmm. What's up with your mom?
She's a bitch.
Yeah, ooh. No kidding.
Yeah, that's interesting. Why? Why don't you like her?
She's you can't please her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, nothing I do is good enough for her.
Hmm. No, I know. My mom's the same one. Oh, no, she's not. She doesn't care.
That was somebody else's mom.
That's right. Something I saw on TV. Teresa, well, you know what you got to do. So you got to do it.
All right.
How do you find a gynecologist?
I went to my friend's.
Okay.
And your friend says this is a good person?
Well, she's been sexually active since 6th grade, and I guess she's been going to her since 7th.
Uh-huh. What you want is an Asian woman.
Yeah, that's what she is.
Yeah, very smart.
Why?
They're the least human. I'll tell you who you want. You want examining your private parts. You want somebody who you don't really connect with, who you don't feel there could be any kind of sexual connection with.
Like you want somebody who's sort of goofing, like Charles Nelson Reilly or something? I mean, what?
Yeah. Yeah, with the huge big old glasses on him, doing the hoodoo guru character from Lidsville. I'm guessing, like, Drew, if you were to have sex with a guy.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want some bizarre nationality and some non-English speaking guy in some distant place far away? You wouldn't want some dude who, your race, your age, contemporary.
It's all bad.
Guy you sort of knew, lived in town.
No, that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's bad.
The further away from your life, your lifestyle, your culture.
Yeah, it's the things that you're ashamed of, you want to distance yourself from. And so this is my condom buying policy when I was a teenager.
Drew would go down to Chinatown and buy condoms. Mm. I told that story at dinner tonight, by the way.
Thank you. Who did you share it with?
I was sitting with some big wigs from Comedy Central.
Were they amused?
Yes, they enjoyed it.
That's nice.
Kate?
Yes.
So you're saying you'd want to be raped by, like, an Indonesian guy in, like, a Kuala Lumpur, right?
Right, have to be somewhere else.
Right. And then it'd be all right. You might even enjoy it. Kate?
Yes.
You're 22. What's up?
I am. Hi, Adam. Hi, Drew.
Hey.
I am interested in becoming an egg donor.
Mm.
And I was wondering if there were any sort of... I was just a little bit nervous about the drugs, and I was wondering if there were any adverse reactions.
Well,
would it affect my childbearing years later on in life?
It shouldn't.
How does it work with the eggs and the chicks? They can keep those coming, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. And The deal is they don't really know, Kate. They don't know for sure whether it increases the risk of ovarian cancer, premature ovarian failure. There isn't fertility problems so much. And certainly the drugs themselves, while you're taking them, can have lots of side effects that make you depressed and they can screw your relationships up and they can be, pretty miserable.
What are they stimulate it so that the egg will drop?
No. Multiple follicles develop and then they reach in and they stick a needle into the follicles and suck the eggs out.
That's how they harvest them, huh?
Yep. They used to do it through the abdominal, through the vaginal wall.
Good times. Yeah. And why do you want to donate an egg?
Primarily,
money.
I'm a college student, and
they used to strip. Now that it used to be stripping, they used to be the vibe on this. Now it's egg donating.
Yeah. How much for an egg?
It's about $5,000
per egg. Per egg,
harvest,
Per harvest or per egg?
I don't know per egg.
Because per egg, sometimes they get up to 20 eggs.
Yeah,
think about that.
Yeah,
I think it's per harvest. I think it's 5,000. They were saying.
Yeah, it can't be per egg. You're not going to get $100,000 out of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny. Is the word donor the right word when you're selling something?
Egg volunteer.
Egg provider.
Know. Yeah, they have, like, book donor programs and blood donor programs. But you're basically an egg salesman.
Right. Well, they do. They take a profile of you and they get pictures and you get put in a book, so.
Egg distributor.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you got a ranch in your vagina. And what do you look like?
Oh, I'm cute.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a college student?
Yeah.
That's what they look for?
Yeah.
And you're of a certain age?
Good school, University of Washington?
Yeah.
All right. Mel, what the hell?
I'm a girl, so.
Do you have any problems with the moral implications?
I don't know. I'm not too sure yet. I haven't really sorted through that yet, but I'm not sure if I want little me's running around that I don't know or have given birth to, so.
Right.
I'm not sure how I feel about that yet, but I'm kind of working through that.
Yeah. And would you look at them as little you's?
I don't know. I don't know if I'd be looking out there to see if there were little me's running around or not. I mean, I don't know. I really haven't. It's just something that sort of came. A friend of mine had done it, and so I was just kind of toying with the idea too because I lost my scholarship. So
what happened? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, it's a long story. I'm sure you guys don't want to hear it.
No, you're probably right. Not in sports, though, right?
No.
All right, baby.
Okay, thanks,
guys. All right, do it, but I'll tell you, don't get high.
You mean like on mushrooms?
Or the new weed that they're growing these days, that hydroponic bud. Because I'm telling you, if you donated, sold your eggs.
Provided
your eggs, and, a couple of years went by, and you could assume that somebody may have taken it and implanted some sperm in there and maybe had a one of you running around somewhere, and then you got really baked, and then you just sat around and thought about some crib that had an infant in it that was somewhere on this planet that was basically your genes. Wouldn't you kind of freak a little bit? You never see that kid, never know him.
Sure.
But they'd have, might have some of your physical characteristics, some of your mannerisms.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, huh?
Mm.
Yeah. I think it wouldn't be worth the $5,000. You couldn't get high. You freak out.
Oh, I see. You can never get high.
No, you'd freak.
I see. You relinquish your... Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Not worth it. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Hello? Is this Loveline?
Call 1-800-LOVE-191. Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back.
Yeah. Yeah, I missed that. Thing. That...
Slide.
Yeah. That's when I'm doing the air guitar... As I drag my hand down the frets.
I thought that was just you making the universal masturbation sign.
That's my move when I'd cover Zeppelin with air guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Want a whole lot of love? Want a whole lot? Yeah, that move. It means you came to rock. You know that move, Drew?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't even know which way they're going. I always head down. Maybe they're heading up.
Yeah, they must
be. Your air guitar move is to slide from the top down to the bottom. But I don't know. Yeah. You may slide the other way. Check into that. Alyssa?
Yeah. Alyssa? Yeah.
You're 16.
18?
Yeah. All right, what's up?
Hey, first of all, I have a comment about the... You guys were talking about how guys sit next to their girls in the restaurant.
Oh,
well, I've worked at a couple of restaurants before. Actually, one time a really nice one. And I was a hostess there, and I used to hate it when I would set the menus on opposite sides of the tables, and then the guy would take his menu and sit next to his girl.
Ugh.
I mean, and this is from a girl's point of view.
Such a BS move.
Yeah.
Who are you kidding, you pussies?
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is from a girl's point of view, too. Like, if my guy ever did that, I'd be like, get your butt up and move to the other side of the table.
Yeah, it's just intrusive.
Yeah. I mean, we're eating. What are you going to do when we're eating?
Well, as Adam said, there was a plan there.
Yeah. The guy's jockeying for something.
Yeah. Didn't he say he was fingering her?
Yeah, fingering.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yes. All right, Alyssa.
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Well, I've got a question. When I was... Actually, I'm at the end of my rag, and I did have sex, and I was wondering... I know there's a small chance that you can get pregnant while you are on your rag and you have sex, right?
Well, at the start of the rag and at the end of the rag.
Right. Mid-rag.
Mid-rag you can?
No, you can get pregnant any rag.
Well, I'm supposed to start the pill after... Mm-hmm.
Oh, you
week. So
for the first time, that's not start again.
Yeah, it is actually. I'm supposed to restart the pill.
Restart.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, actually, I haven't been on it for a long time.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and I was wondering, what would that do if I actually did get pregnant? I mean, what kind of consequences?
No problem. Nothing.
No problem at all.
Nothing.
Who pulled the rag on you?
What?
Who
popped the cork?
Who popped the cork?
What are you talking about? My guy?
Yeah. Who is this?
My boyfriend.
Adam's impressed, Alyssa.
Yeah. I like this guy's style. He's not the kind of...
It was at the end. It's not like it was dirty.
This
or
ain't the kind of poser that sit next to you on the same side of the booth in a restaurant.
Not. No, it's not.
No, commitment.
This is a true man.
Commitment.
Pulls that cork, gets right in there. All right, everybody.
Couldn't wait. So, I mean, if I start the pill, and I know there's a small chance you could get pregnant, but that wouldn't do anything?
Correct.
That wouldn't hurt anything?
No problem.
All right. Thank you.
All right, baby.
Bye.
All right.
Good times, huh?
Yeah, good times. All right. I had a bizarre tangent to go off on, but
please,
I'm too tired. Harold?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Excuse me? Yeah, 19.
What's up?
Well, every time I masturbate, my penis and my circumcision scar, and it swells up real big.
Your circumcision scar swells up?
You know, my foreskin.
No, how the hell do you know where your circumcision scar is?
Well, some guys, you can see it.
Well, yeah.
You see the scarring. You don't know what I'm talking about, Drew?
Yeah.
You see that scar?
Yeah, but it doesn't really swell up.
Well,
no, it's just a discoloration.
When I masturbate, it's like my whole glands, my whole...
The head.
It all swells up, and it hurts when I ejaculate, and it hurts when I pee.
Hmm.
But it never happens during sex.
Hmm. What do you use to masturbate?
My hand. I don't use any lotion. I use what I have left in my foreskin.
He uses an oyster shucking glove. That's the problem.
He uses what he has left of his foreskin.
Well, I use my skin. I don't use no lotion or nothing.
Yeah, you're a dry man.
Well, yeah.
Are you overly sort of aggressive?
No, not really. Just enough to get the orgasm, you know?
Maybe you should step up to some lube.
To some lube?
Yeah. Let's try that.
Well, because, I mean, it swells up real bad, and it looks like I got a damn bell hanging somewhere.
Yeah, didn't Jimmy have a mushroom problem?
Oh, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Partner Jimmy?
Yeah.
Yeah, his penis swole up once when he was whacking off.
Like a mushroom, he said.
He uses a lot of hyperbole with his penis, though, so it's hard to tell. But, yeah, I think it was like in high school or something when that happened. Yeah, I remember that story. Drew, what do you think about him weaving a little lube into his masturbatory session?
Yeah, that's fine.
And don't be so hard on it. Robert?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah, no, 18, actually.
Okay.
What's up?
I have a real problem with that tonight. What's up?
I just want to know if, does urine, like, go bad? Because I have to take a drug test tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my friend's going to pee for me.
I see.
So I'm going to keep it in the cup and then, like, dump it in at the office.
They're not going to observe. They're not going to observe your urine?
No, they're not.
You sure?
Yeah, because it's, my friend worked there before and he said to do the same thing and they won't do it.
What's it for?
It's, what do you mean, what's it for?
Airline mechanic.
What kind of job is it?
Oh, it's for, like, I work with disabled children. To work with disabled children.
Oh. Yeah. Why not? Listen, if you can't be high when you're working with those screwed up kids, You know, exactly. I mean, that's the one job in the world. Like, those kids are going to know if you're high or not. That's fine. What are you doing? Just lifting them in and out of the van and stuff?
Stuff, yeah, take care of them on a daily basis, change their diapers, stuff like that.
That's fine.
Well, they're going to check the temperature and the pH and the sort of...
So do you smoke weed, Robert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to smoke weed when you're working with those kids. Nothing wrong with
usually
that.
If they're really going to do a true screen, they'll observe the urine. So.
Yeah, but what about... Hold on. What about...
People trade urines all the time.
Drew, what about this? If I'm an employer, and I'm thinking, I'm going to hire this idiot Robert, he's going to cart around the retarded kids all day. I don't give a rat's ass. But I got to cover my ass.
Right, if you crash the bus or something.
Yeah, and I'll take his urine, I'll hold my fingers up in quotations, and I'll take it to the lab, and I'll check out, we'll hire him up.
Yeah.
And then I'm covered for insurance. Yep. Hey, give him a urine test.
Yep.
Now, what more does the insurance company want from me?
No, you're right. I think
told him to peanut cup. He did it. He handed it back. I can't fault the guy, right?
It sounds like that's the way they're sort of approaching this.
Well, aren't a lot of businesses going to approach it that way nowadays?
I suspect so.
We never really talk about that. But if you think about it, the business probably is not as interested in you passing this thing. This is probably something their insurance company slapped on them. And they said, fine, just do what you got to do.
Could be.
Well, think about it.
Yeah, it could be.
All right. Thanks for the endorsement.
No, I think that's probably true.
Thank you again. We'll be back. Back in a minute. All right. Well, there you go. Ron Lester will be in here tomorrow night from Popular and several movies. He's the good old big boy.
Bubba. What was he in Varsity Blues?
Bubba. We'll just call him Bubba.
Right.
Get two chicks in the same bed. Do them.
Yeah. One chick's got two guys with Ron.
Delicate sensibility.
He's a load. But he's a fun guy, and we like him. So we look forward to seeing him tomorrow night. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Answer me in a clear and present tone. Yes or no?
I have no idea what you just said.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.